I was traveling through the Andes many years ago, and we were caught in a blizzard. A fellow anthropologist and I were accompanying an Indian woman who was taking her three-month-old baby to a clinic in the valley below. And we're caught in this terrible storm. We have to take refuge in a small hut. And the baby was ill. And all through the night, the mother is trying to nurse the baby, holding the baby next to her breast, terribly cold. We had her wrapped in our blankets, but all of us were very, very cold that night. And she kept trying to nurse the child, holding her against her breast the entire night. Finally, as the sun rises in the morning and the storm subsides, and we begin to warm ourselves with the first rays of the sun, she unwraps her baby, and we all discover that the baby died during the night. Terrible, terrible. And we return to the village, where a medicine woman blessed the baby and performed the death rites, and I accompanied the young mother into the hills and attempted to console her as we dug a shallow grave in the frozen ground. Both of us were in tears, and we said a prayer to the Pachamama, to the Mother Earth, asking her to receive this child, to receive her baby that we were bringing back to her. And when we were done, we covered the mound with a small pile of stones and returned to the village. 2 days later, Maria, who was a mother, was working in her family's fields again. And they were turning over the soil to prepare the ground for planting. And I was still distraught and spent the previous 2 days grieving the baby's death. When Maria saw how upset I was, she came over and hugged me and said, "Do not be sad. My baby is now back with her mother." And her comment cut right through my anguish. And what I did was to walk to a glacial stream at the edge of the village, strip down and wade into the water and cleanse each one of my chakras with the icy cold water. And the shock of the water brought me out of this self-indulgent sentimentality that I had been absorbed in for the last couple of days. Maria took me to the medicine woman who had performed the death rites on the baby. And the old woman pressed her hand against my heart and with a kind look said to me that there was nothing to be sad about. And I could not believe it that here the mother and the medicine woman were trying to comfort me. And I was bereft at the loss of this child. And the family took me in. They took me in for dinner. They consoled me. And never in my life had I experienced such warmth and compassion. And it made me realize that I had become angry with God for taking this child, and that I had to ask for forgiveness for my ego-centered, righteous rage that I felt. And I fell to my knees and I kissed the earth and I prayed to the heavens and I asked to be forgiven and that I be of service to all of the children that I could. So what turned into a journey of healing for a small, ill child became a journey of healing of the child within me. So when we heal the themes and the issues in our heart chakra, we're able to experience selfless love, what we so commonly call now unconditional love, love that is not conditional on anyone or anything. And not only that, but I like to define unconditional love as love that is not conditioned, that has not been conditioned by sentimentality, by culture, by times, by history, unconditioned by society. That is our natural instinctual love that we were born into the world with and that we will learn in a later session we can take with us. It is the only thing that we can take with us as we journey into the world of spirit.